Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It was the first time that I felt, all right, maybe there should be concern about CJ moving forward.
Yeah, well, the concern, here's the deal, is that if for those that have a problem with Bobby Slowick, what you're watching from CJ Stroud, in my opinion, is what is worthy of being disappointed in. What we're seeing from CJ Stroud, the regression of CJ Stroud.
And you would use that word, regression.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, he's nowhere near as comfortable as he was last year. He's nowhere near as efficient as he was last year. The numbers show it. The play shows it. His feet are happy. Yeah, so, I mean, the chemistry's not there between him and the play caller. The chemistry's not there between him and all of his wide receivers the way they were last year. He's under a ton more pressure than he was last year. So, yeah, I think the quarterback has regressed, whether it's him or it's a supporting cast or it's a play caller. I think as a whole, the Texans' offense has regressed. But here's the deal is, and again, I warned folks of this early on. You know, CJ goes out there and the Texans win and he throws for 350 and nobody gives a rip out what it looked like or how it all happened, knowing he was scrambling around for his life and throwing the ball back across the grain and luckily finding Nico and putting up yards. Well, ain't no big deal, man. CJ can do, that's not the life you want to live in the NFL. Why? Because it's 18 week season, 17 game season. And at some point in time, if you can stay healthy, right? A lot of guys get hurt because of these kind of things. But if you can stay healthy, you start quote unquote seeing ghosts. You start belling the pocket early. You start getting happy feet. You start not getting through your progressions. Right? You start floating balls and throwing into coverage, right? That is natural for all quarterbacks. When you get the hell beat out of you, you start feeling pressure when pressure's not there. You start seeing ghosts. It happens. And so this CJ Stroud stuff, I view it, it's all a response to Bobby Slowick being bullheaded for 9 weeks and running out there and doing the same stuff over and over and over again and getting your quarterback killed. It took your quarterback for a 3-game stretch to be the most pressured quarterback in the game where everybody on national TV was talking about it for them to go, wait a minute, we got to get these quicks. We got to throw these screens. We got to commit to the run even when we're not gashing them at 6 yards a carry. We got to keep running the football. Like we've got to change what we're doing offensively or we're going to get the kid killed, right? And so you make that adjustment, but when you make that adjustment, it's so late and he's been hit so much that all of a sudden you see his feet, he's missing throws that he didn't miss last year at all. You know, he's missing a couple of game. And everybody wants to talk about the two interceptions. And I agree, those are two rough looks for CJ Stroud. But let's take it beyond that, right? You know, let's be honest about he got bailed out on the PI on the go route to Hutch. I mean, C.J. Stroud usually hits that in stride. That ball was underthrown by 10 yards. Luckily, you got the P.I. because the defensive back was in panic mode.
As he always is.
Right.
Oh, Arnold, oh, zero.
Right? So let's have a conversation about how C.J. Stroud is playing, and let's all understand that the C.J. Stroud bar is the best rookie season I've personally ever seen, and this is a top five quarterback conversation, right? That we've all agreed before the season started, that's where we're going to talk about CJ Stroud. I believe the bar is still there, and so you gauge everything accordingly, right? He got bailed out on the underthrow to Hutch. That's a go route in a tight game against the best team in football. You absolutely have to make that throw. He got bailed out on a PI, right? Then you come back and it's a quick play action. This is maybe the next play. I think it's the next pass play. Quick play action. You come up, boom. The dig route's not there across the middle of the field. You automatically kick your eyes back to the sideline and Tank Dell's open on the sideline. And instead of just the micro movements like we've heard CJ Stroud talk about, just a quick little shuffle, keep your shoulder down the field and drive the football to Tank. He spends time because again, he's seeing ghosts and feeling pressure. And there was a little bit of pressure, but it should have been a nice little slide. And that ball should have been on time and it should have been an 18-yard gain. But it ends up being a near pick, right? Because the ball's late and it is a direct result of him getting pressured more than any other quarterback for the last month of football. But it still is what it is. That play CJ makes typically in his sleep. We'll go to one of the drives that stalled a little bit earlier. It ended up being a sack. I believe it was the first sack of the game. It is blatantly obvious before the ball is ever snapped that Hutchinson's going to be wide open over the middle of the football for about a 12 to 15 yard gain on a little stop route. CJ catches the football. There is a little bit of pressure up front, just not immediate, but a little late pressure right up the middle. And I watched it from the back. CJ Stroud could have stepped into the throw. Threw it to Hutch. Now, he probably would have got hit. May have drawn a flag because it would have been that gray area. But it's a throw that you expect a top five quarterback in the NFL to make 10 out of 10 times. He bails and ends up getting sacked. Right? I've talked earlier about the drive that led up to the touchdown, the Mechie touchdown, right? The play before it where he's got Hutch open down there inside the 15-yard line. He's got Hutch open, and he doesn't let it rip. Instead, he throws it away to Joe Mixon, right? Then you throw the two interceptions and those decisions on top of it. Ron, CJ is off. He's seeing ghosts. He's panicking. You've never played quarterback in your life, and every time I flip a play around there on the film, you go, man, look at his feet, man. His feet are happy. Like, you can literally see how unsettled he is by how his feet are moving. And it's a direct response of this is why I harped for a month on Bobby Slowick and D'Amico Ryans and Gerard. They got to change what they're doing, man. They're going, the kid, even if he survives, it's going to be a mess. It's going to be a struggle. And you're starting to see the results of a quarterback getting a hell beat.
I think it was, it seems like it may be some hard headedness going around in a lot of spaces because. I think also CJ has gotten a habit of, as you kind of highlighted last week, of looking high to low.
Yeah.
Like, he's gotten a habit of, yeah. Like,
on himself, no doubt.
Or the reverse of last year of some of these, I'm holding it longer than I would, and the wide doesn't even see maybe an example of a Hutch. It's because he's looking, high to low and down the field and not adjusting. And you could understand, like, we talked about in the offseason, like, I think he's going to have some confidence with the guys he has, not only in himself for the year he had, but the guys he has and the confidence and the chemistry he has with these guys that he's going to throw more picks because he's going to be a lot more aggressive. Now, the offensive line and protection has just fallen apart on him, really from the second game of the season, to be honest with you. And there hasn't been an adjustment until last week. There was an adjustment last week, I think, play call and him in terms of how they were going to do business. So I think some of it is a bit of trust in him that he may be able to kind of react a little bit here the last couple of weeks and take some of the stuff before. And then some of it, as you said, is, which I feel like they did. I think they took it out of his hands a little bit more this week. Hey, they forced it,
they should have done. It should have never been on him. He's a second-year quarterback, but you watch what he did last year. You watch what he did last year, and all of a sudden you expect him to do it again.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.